The cover-up continues. GovTrack gives excuse for deleting website that ranked Harris as 2019's most liberal senator. By Hannah Knudsen on July 25, 2024. GovTrack offered an excuse for abruptly deleting its scorecard that ranked Vice President Kamala Harris as the number one most liberal senator in 2019, claiming the data was, suddenly, not sufficient to create a reliable portrait of the activity of legislators. Breitbart News covered GovTrack's 2019 scorecard on Monday, which ranked Harris as the most liberal U.S. senator in 2019 based on legislative behavior, or an analysis of legislation that she sponsored or co-sponsored in the allotted time frame. The 2019 ranking put Harris, who has been coronated as the Democrat nominee by high-ranking Democrats, not Democrat voters, behind Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who came in 99th place. Watch, Kamala Harris swiftly grabs spotlight after Biden's exit. The page explained that the score can be interpreted as a left-right scale measuring the dominant ideological difference or differences among members of Congress, although of course it only takes into account a small aspect of reality. Despite this explanation, GovTrack opted to delete the page completely after news of Harris ranking as the most liberal senator that year went, seemingly, viral. The page now reads, "Page not found. There is no page at the address you visited. Go back to GovTrack's homepage." GovTrack founder Joshua Tauberer provided an explanation for scrubbing the page to the national desk on Thursday, explaining that the data reflected her activity from a specific congressional session, which they have suddenly decided is not sufficient to create a reliable portrait of the activity of legislators. That comes despite the fact that the original page contained a disclaimer of sorts explaining exactly that, stating that the snapshot only takes into account a small aspect of reality. Watch, Harris campaign advisor on Harris being most liberal senator, we know who Kamala Harris is and was. One of GovTrack.us's foundational principles that to enable the American public to make data-driven decisions based on the best information we can provide, Tauberer said. The page that you are referring to is based on a single calendar year. Several years ago we discontinued creating new single calendar year report cards, he claimed. This week was not the first time Breitbart News covered Harris's GovTrack record, highlighting her ranking as the number four most liberal U.S. senator in 2018 and number one most liberal senator in an article published August 11, 2020. Harris has been confronted by the establishment media on her 2019 rating in the past, as well. Coinciding with this reality, deleted or not, is the fact that Harris was one of the first senators to offer support for Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY Green New Deal. Watch, Dem Rep. Custer, I could tell Biden was aging in the spring, but Harris was being very loyal. As Breitbart News explained at the time, the bill released by Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey, DMA, is a socialist wish list. It calls for moving the U.S. to 100% renewable energy within 10 years, while at the same time creating a government-guaranteed job for every American. The bill proposes phasing out air travel, upgrading all existing buildings in the United States, and other radical proposals, without any plan to pay for the transformation of the entire American economy. The proposal would require the federal government to ignore deficits and, critics note, to print new money. And according to Talking Points, Ocasio-Cortez is distributing, the Green New Deal will also provide economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work, emphasis added. Harris also has openly supported socialism, pushing a video explaining the difference between equality and equity days ahead of the election in 2020.